Jennings, nearing the end of his 20-year term, last week unveiled a $171 million spending plan, reflecting a $2.4 million reduction in operating expenses from last year's adoptive budget.
Because of the shift in the homestead, non-homestead real property tax differential, the residential tax rate will remain even, while the commercial rate will see a slight increase of approximately 4%.
City Treasurer Kathy Sheehan, the Democratic candidate for mayor who is not a close ally of the incumbent, says Jennings drafted a terrible budget.
It leads us to the end of a cliff where we will be facing 2015 with an over $16 million structural deficit and roughly $8 million of fund balance to cover that gap. So while if you look at it just from the standpoint of getting through a fiscal year, sure, it's fine. It gets us through a fiscal year.
Sheehan says long-term budgeting would have put the city in a better position. She warns next year's budget may be a tough pill to swallow.
I ran for mayor knowing the fiscal challenges that we were facing. So I can't say that I'm surprised. And I believe that with a real laser focus on how we get our spending in line with what our residents can afford and what our businesses can afford, that we will be successful in reining in costs and in finding additional revenue opportunities.
Conservative mayoral candidate Joe Sullivan disagrees with Sheehan's interpretation of the budget plan.
Mayor Jennings deserves praise, not scorn, for his 2014 city budget proposal, which cuts expenses and spending. There's no property tax increase for homeowners, no layoffs of city workers, and $8 million left in the bank for the next mayor. Sheehan can snipe at Jennings all she wants. She can tout her boundaryless management style, but in the final analysis, Sheehan offers no real solutions to the issues vital to the survival of the city of Albany and to all who call Albany home.
Republican candidate Jesse Calhoun has a different perspective.
This budget is built on a landfill, and that's what it is. Garbage in, garbage out. Destroying the pine bush is not a sustainable way to finance our city going forward. This is more overtax and overspend from the one-party system. 60% of this city is tax-exempt. The other 40% of the tax base is tax-oppressed. Our homeowners and small businesses are expected to shoulder the burden of our shrinking tax base again. It is hard and getting harder for small businesses.
Green Party candidate Teresa Portelli also has a problem with business taxes and has a vision of moving Albany toward a more practical, sustainable future.
Albany must say no, enough already, to tax increases. But let's look for alternatives. For instance, let's consider a land use tax, like Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, rather than the property tax, which is counterproductive. A land use tax would encourage development of the 800 vacant abandoned properties in the city and help us create a jobs program to put our veterans and youth to work in rehabbing these properties, putting them back on the tax rolls, and offer affordable housing.
Albany County Executive Dan McCoy took the wraps off a budget of his own. As an Albany City resident, he has his own opinions on the Jennings package.
They also see the negative effect with the homestead funding, taking that away, that effect it will have on businesses. When we're trying to bring businesses into the county of Albany, as well as downtown Albany, to help stabilize the growth, you know, some growth down here and help maintain what we have and add to it, it makes it a little bit more difficult.
Whatever the others say, Mayor Jennings stands firm when he says he is very comfortable with the 2014 proposed budget. The budget that will await the arrival of his successor at City Hall, whoever that may be, come January. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.